Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
writing a complaint about food that was late for the very first time.
Now, got a big complaint, right?
Exactly. Now, first of all, welcome to the Monday podcast. Now, this is just a little tickle, you know? It's its own special thing because Monday night show, it's a best of Saturday and Sunday. So we do something special for the people here.
Yes. So this is, yeah, you're not going to hear this on the radio at all. But it works both ways because on the radio... Ooh,
Grace is a rock.
Famously bisexual.
Yes.
It works both ways because on the radio show, there are bits that aren't on the podcast that you can only hear on the radio. And then the other way, there are bits on this podcast you don't hear on the radio.
Yes.
So what you're saying is you need to listen to both.
100%. We're rewarding podcasters and we're rewarding... Okay.
That's the beauty about a podcast, isn't it? We can say whatever we want.
Hola. No, we're rewarding the podcasters and we're rewarding the people that listen to the show live.
Absolutely. Grace, you said it perfectly just then. I'm not a big complaint writer. And that's how I kicked off the Monday podcast just then.
I missed that.
Yeah. Well, now, welcome in. Welcome into the studio. No, but Jim, you've been with me many times where people have got my order wrong. It's been late. We've had situations happen, not just with food places, in several different places, and I won't complain. I never will. I'll just cop whatever's gone wrong, even though it's not my fault.
No, you're awful. You're awful to be with because, you know, we were at a restaurant once. It was like an hour and a half.
Oh, longer. It's like 2 hours.
2 hours something. Hadn't got our food. And I went downstairs to be like, we're leaving. Mm. And they're like, no, it'll be up soon. And then Nathan, his partner Meg, went, okay, we'll sit down. I'm like, no. We're leaving.
But they're almost ready. It's been two hours.
Yeah, and then when we were leaving, they were like, well, you have to pay. And Nathan Meg went, okay. I'm like, no, we're not paying. We didn't eat anything. We're leaving.
And I'm glad you brought up Meg because this also involves her because over the weekend, we complained about food for the very first time.
Together.
We wrote a little thing. We didn't go in. We're not there yet, but we wrote a little thing because we got delivery from a restaurant that we love, that we've always loved, right? Mm-hmm. And we ordered like a mixed grill from this and we thought it would be a lot of food that came in. Okay, it was about 25 minutes late. It came in cold and the mixed grill was missing a lot of the grill. So there was only three little bits in the mixed grill, but it was, when you say mixed grill, you think there's quite a bit.
I think all different types of meat.
So much meat in there. No, hardly anything in there. Mm. So it was actually Meg that led it. I'm not going to pretend it was me who was the hero. She was like, we can't stand for this, Nate. And then we went back and forth for like 20 minutes going, do we just eat it?
Now it's even colder.
Yeah. Sorry, we haven't got to the food yet. It's still sitting in the plastic bag. And then we're like, you know what? What would Jimmy do? What has he always told us to do? It's like, defend yourself.
Mm.
So we wrote a little complaint.
Not what I would do. But
what would Jimmy do? Simmer that down a little bit.
I would, yeah. Don't do a full Jimmy. I would have went down. I would have went there to the business, knocked on the door and went, oi.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
So we wrote a little complaint on the delivery service on Uber Eats.
See, that goes to Uber Eats. It doesn't go to the business.
Yeah, but we said, make sure you tell the business.
Did you complain via Uber Eats?
Yeah. Does that not go to the business?
No, it doesn't go to the business.
No, but also I think if it's, you know, arrived late and cold, that's probably more to do with the delivery than the
But it's also missing
anyway.
Items.
No, it was missing items. Oh, yeah. Missing items. And also, they charge an exorbitant amount. It was very expensive, the food. So you're saying the restaurant won't see that? They complain?
Sometimes, yes. I've complained many times. You'll probably get, did Uber Eats give you the money back? They're pretty good with that.
They did. Not all the money. I think they gave us a portion of the money back.
Well, you should have just said everything was wrong rather than... Because you probably just said you ordered something other than the mixed grill. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you said the mixed grill was the only thing that was wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just would have went full order wrong.
And not only that did we said the mixed grill was wrong. Everything else was great.
Oh, so you complimented them in the complaint.
Yeah, but it was a complaint. And then at the end we go, oh, everything else was fine.
Well, that's nice at least.
And that's why we only got like 15 bucks back.
Yeah, if you go, this order was effed.
Mm.
But you shouldn't lie.
No, I've been honest.
No, this is being
like,
truthful.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay, this is what I think. If you order something right, a meal is everything encompassing. It balances each other out. You know, your entree plays off your main plays off your dessert, right? So if the main is off, to me, the whole meal's off.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's the experience, isn't it?
It is. And that's, you know, that's come from the son of a chef. Mum said that, you know, it all plays the palates and everything. So if one part of my Uber Eats, it's all done to me.
Mm.
And I'll drive to the restaurant. I'll return myself.
That perfect. Counteracts the point of getting it delivered.
It does, but it proves a point, doesn't it? Wow, this guy ordered on Uber Eats, and now he's driven
here. Exactly. Okay, I'm going to give you the address of the restaurant.